Unit 19, Young People and Their World. Speaker A, Liliana.
Where do I see myself in 10 years' time? Well, I see myself right here. I'm a very down-to-earth type of person, and I always set realistic and reachable goals in my life. I have already submitted my application to university, where I would like to study English and French. As surprising as it may sound, I would like to become a teacher. I'm sure that a lot of you will have raised an eyebrow by now, but I think that it's wonderful to share all the knowledge I've learned with young people, and in this way, shape their personalities and futures. So, in 10 years' time, I'll be teaching English and French at a secondary school, be a class teacher, and become a final examination board member.
Speaker B, Ryan. Where would I like to be in 10 years? After gaining a degree in business management, I would like to set up my own business in the field of travel and tourism. I would like to start off with a small travel agency and gradually expand into a larger one with several international branches. I know the competition in this field is really tough, and I would need to work hard to persuade clients about the quality and uniqueness of the service we would provide. What I find exciting about it is that I can travel to various destinations by different means of transport, stay in hotels, meet interesting people, and lead business negotiations to provide the same thrilling experience to my clients. So, to answer the question, I would say that by this time next decade, I will have become a successful owner and CEO of a multinational travel agency. Speaker C, Mary.
Many people think that I'm brave, decisive, determined, and ambitious. Only my close friends know who I really am and how I feel. They know that I'm timid, doubtful, indecisive, and hesitant. In spite of frequently feeling insecure, I truly believe that in 10 years' time, I'll be lying on a beach somewhere in Australia and thinking about the past 10 years. And since no one can change from one moment to the next, I am sure that while enjoying the golden sands of the best-known beaches in the world, thoughts like, I travelled on foot but should have travelled by plane to save time. I stayed in youth hostels but should have stayed in hotels to have more privacy. I worked as a kitchen hand but should have worked as an English teacher to make more money. Or I visited places on my own but should have hired a tour guide will slip into my mind.
Speaker D, Eliza.
My sisters and close friends always talked about the places they wanted to go to, jobs they wanted to have, and people they wanted to meet. I've never been like that. I've never longed for distant countries, never wanted to have a career, and never been interested in celebrities. All I've ever wanted is to lead a peaceful and happy life. After graduating from secondary school, I'm going to marry the most wonderful person on earth. Family and friends have tried to talk us out of getting married by saying that we're too young for such a commitment, but there's nothing in the world that can change my mind. And where do I see myself in 10 years? Obviously, I'll be married to that wonderful person and have 3 children. We will be living in a nice family house with a flower garden in front and a large vegetable garden at the back. I'm confident that I'll feel satisfied and fulfilled in my life.
Speaker E, Margaret.
You won't believe it, but I have made a list of things I want to achieve before I turn 30. In my personal life, I want to get married, have 2 children, and move into one of the newly built terrace houses on the outskirts of the town where I now live. On holidays, I want to travel and visit historical places, castles and chateaux in France, Spain, and naturally Britain. In my professional life, I would like to study psychology at university, and after gaining my degree, I would like to work as an educational psychologist at a secondary school. I find working with children with learning difficulties extremely rewarding. I know that I can't tick off all the items on the list, and in the following 10 years, I'll have to face unexpected situations, but for now, I feel that having a list of goals gives my life direction.